This is the original first podcast episode from your one and only kid that did for Black Caesar Entertainment. Real quick, I want to talk about the dude from Brooklyn, the hottest kid out of Brooklyn right now, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and his stance on quote-unquote checking in or the lack thereof. So, checking in, as far as I'm concerned, just means you're tapping in with the right people when you go to a place that you're not familiar with. Now, if I was going to go to, let's say, France, I would try to find out, who do I know out there in France, Paris, somewhere around there, Monaco, that could actually hold me down, show me around, show me the ropes, help me get some certain things, you know? So sometimes you might know some people somewhere. Sometimes you might not know anybody anywhere. So you now check in with what? You check in with reviews. Try to find out what works and what doesn't in certain places. You know, what the culture is. So it's the same scenario. Tekashi 6ix9ine claims he's a blood, you know, Suwu and all that. But he has this bravado personality, which is cool. You know, it's allowed in hip-hop and all that. It's allowed just as being a man. But he's affiliated, so to speak. So he's affiliated with a gang that's, you know, with a brotherhood, should I say, that is known all across the world. So what that means basically is that if you're going to go into some other streets that you're not necessarily familiar with, it's necessary, it will behoove you to check in or tap in or connect with the people in that region so that way they can introduce you to their way of life, their politics, their culture out there. However, checking in can also be a code for paying money for protection or paying money to be allowed to walk freely in another man's territory. That could be another form of checking in. Now, I know that is the part that Tekashi is trying to avoid. He's basically saying that he's not checking in, which means he's not paying anybody to come to anywhere. He's going to walk the lands freely and he's going to perform in front of his fans, which I do understand. But he is now sort of abusing the protocol to a certain extent, whereby he is taunting the people that run those areas and saying, I'm not paying. First of all, nobody's asking you to pay any money. Nobody is asking you to do anything of that nature. You know, if you just claim to be a certain, if you claim to come from a certain background, a certain lifestyle, then the people in that lifestyle that you represent are in those other places, and you need to do the connections, especially if you're going to be a popular person and you're going to perform at street events, street clubs, and which, you know, you involve street people, because at the end of the day, that's your fan base. And well, really, it's not your fan base, because your fan base are the kids, young white kids, you know, Spanish kids for the most part, you know, teenagers who are just soft and just like the fun of hip hop and all that. But what you really represent are the people that are really in the trenches, you know, making, you know, putting in all the work, making it do what it do.